Good morning, my neighbor. How are you doing? I hope you're feeling okay this morning. It's the 31st of August, 2021. And check your time. It's 8 minutes going past 10 o'clock. And What's Up Lagos is live. How are you doing? Are you feeling okay? I mean, you know, the first hour of the show, we get to ask you how you're doing, what's going on around your area. Is there something you want to vent about? Is there something you want to pour out your heart about? We give you this first hour to talk about it. It's What's Up Lagos, and the first hour of the show is the feel of Lagos. Afterwards, we'll be having a part two of the conversation we started yesterday, which is adoption. What do you think about adoption and how that some people are not exactly on that boat that says we're ready for an adoption? And remember, we shared a story yesterday about this woman, a beautiful couple who have been married for, I think, 8 or 7 years, and something went wrong. Anyway, we'll talk about that conversation the second hour of this show. But right now, Lagos, tell us what's going on around your area. Come to think of it, it's the 31st of August and the last day in August. Wow. Wow. Would I say this month was fast or not? It was fast. It was really fast. What are your plans for the next month, right? Did you achieve all that it is that you wanted to achieve for the first, this month of August? If I'm asking myself this question, I would say, if I'm to use some percentage, I'll say maybe 50% of the things that I wanted to achieve. I think I achieved just 50 of them, 50% of it, not, you know, the whole 100. But I mean, there's always another month to try again, another month to, have that achieved, you know. But hey, tell us what's happening around your area. How are you doing this morning? And like Collins would say, we have survived another, I would say this time, another month in a pandemic. A lot of people are still not accepting the fact that COVID is real. I mean, I got off the phone of one of my friend who actually fell ill of the virus, and he told me how devastating it was, and how that he almost lost his life, and how that he had to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" Today he was listening, and that, you know, that actually did helping. Now he actually did realize, understood why that we encourage screaming, "What's up, Lagos?" You know, because he didn't have that energy to even do anything like that during this period he was down to this COVID. But hey, if you have that strength, and you're excited to be alive, and you're grateful to be alive, I think it's that time for you to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" as we launch in the show. I am Andrea Odwobi. Take care. Hello. All right, you call me back. 0700-993-993-993. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that as well. Not to forget, when it's from the 11th hour, yes, we will be streaming live, and we'll be live for the family talk there. And then we'll have a lot to talk about when it comes to adopting a child or not. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yeah, my name is Christian. I'm calling from Aja.
Welcome, Christian. What's your name? Oh, Christian. Yes. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's my name. Christian. All right. I'm calling from Aja.
Christian, welcome.
Thank you. Detectives, please, something's bothering me.
What is bothering you?
This Aja on that bridge, flyover that Governor Mbodi built for us.
Mm-hmm.
Under the bridge, one of the side of the road is very bad.
Okay.
So you see all the buses, they'll park under the bridge. Under under the bridge, they'll park over there, they'll leave a one lane, small lane for the other cars that are making U-turn, going to Lekki.
Yeah.
And you will see a small boys, like age of 11, 12, 15, doing agbero, hanging on a car, asking money. In the night, you cannot pass there safely. When it's late, 10:30, 11 o'clock, you can't pass there. If you want to pass there, you know, you'll be praying to God to protect you, to reach your environment safely.
Yeah.
And people are using underbridge for markets. Market sellers everywhere, food sellers, food vendors are everywhere.
Yeah.
Heavy cars, heavy duty truck are passing there. Accidents can happen. Brake can fail.
Yeah.
Can clear everybody on the roadside.
Yeah.
Please.
That's a valid.
We need the authority, the task force people to do something about that, please. And the last man people, they are not doing anything. They are not helping matter at all. They'll be there collecting money from the
bus drivers.
It's like business as usual. But they'll be arresting innocent private boat driver. If you're making a call, do something, they'll be harassing you on the steering. Meanwhile, they're supposed to be controlling traffic. They're not doing anything like that. So we are begging on the Lagos State Authority to come to this Aja to come and do something, please.
All right, thank you so much, Christian, for that.
You guys have done a good job, and thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for that, Christian. Trust me, I understand totally what he's saying. And yes, I think it's high time that the officials do something about that, especially that particular road under the bridge in Aja. It's a terrible place, especially when it comes to the small buses parking on the road, making it difficult for other car users to, make way on that particular road. I think that should be paid attention to, really. All right, Lagos, tell us what's going on around your area. It's What's Up Lagos. And I know at this point you're waiting for Collins' voice already. Where is Collins, the microphone heavyweight? Well, I am riding solo today. And don't worry, he will be back tomorrow. I miss him already. And don't rub it in my face, like he would say too. So don't rub it in my face. Where is Collins? He will join us tomorrow. But today I will be riding solo on behalf of the Techers. All right. So if Andrea Teke is here, Collins is also here. We usually say something, we tell ourselves, you na me. And it's more like, if I'm here, I'm representing him. And when it's just him as well, he's representing me. So let's take that in good faith, right? 0700 993 993 993.
Hello. What's up, lady?
Just alive. Oh goodness, and he went off. 0700 993 993 993. The fuel of Lagos, tell us what's going on around your area. How are you doing? Scream what's up Lagos, and let's scream back, just alive. Hello.
What's up Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
Yeah, well, good morning.
He's doing well. Don't worry. He's doing well.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Please extend my greetings to him. He's the maker from Aja. That man that just called you now, not even say everything very well.
Okay.
And this Ado Road, if government have abandoned this Ado Road, let them stop collecting revenues in this place. Because in this Ado Road, we don't really, the touts and everybody have taken over. In this Ado Road stroke, Aja.
Yeah.
That Aja that is talking about now is beyond control. And the police station is just like...
close by.
If the Marua collect 15 naira from your hand, that means that they collected plenty money. I'm telling you. Because it's just a stone throw from the place. And they are feeding the police. They are feeding so many people around there. That is why nobody is doing anything.
Wow.
And the police have already taken opportunity of it to be staying in that Ado Road close to Blanco stroke. And they have like 3 checking points now on this road to do to that go slow. Harassing people. The other day they stopped me. I was asking the man, any problem? He said, I should park. I said, I'm going to my work and you are in your work here. Why am I parking? Well, I'm not even happy that I'm in this ghost flow. You say I must pass that I'm the kind of people they are looking for.
Yeah, really?
Harassing people unnecessarily, just do whatever they like. And they are doing it and going scot-free. Nobody's harassing them. Last month, I've turned their back to go slow. Mm. Now they are looking for you. You'll be seeing last man count, as if they are counting moto, looking inside your moto to know whether you are holding phone or you are putting belt, you are putting seat belt.
Okay.
Just don't do one mistake. Very soon now, they will be arresting people if your door is not locked well. I don't think you understand.
All right, thank you for sharing. Yeah.
Reach out to government. If they are abandoned here, they should stop collecting revenue. Count it as an abandoned area.
Okay.
Yes, no.
All right, thank you for calling. Thank you so much. You sounded pretty pissed. But I think I remember sometime in the news, it was said that around the area, Aja, there will be 24-hour stop and search ongoing. And I think that's what's been happening. So if you live around that area, you'll be getting a lot of that. Please, the officers stopping and searching. They are doing their job. It's just for you to cooperate with them so that they can have their job done effectively. But I also understand where he's coming from, the aspect of that. Sometimes it could be taking overboard, you know, but trust me, I totally understand what he's saying. And I'm hoping that the officers are listening as well. Hello? All right, 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Yeah, my name is Leko. I'm calling from Sambute, Aja.
Hi, Leko. Welcome.
Please, that person I just called, I was talking about Aja on that bridge. Mm. There are so many anomalies that is going on in that Aja.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you can't just wake up one day that you want to quickly get to, let's say, VGC, in 5 minutes, I'll get there. You see all these small buses, they will park under the bridge. You see all these damn four buses, they will just park on the road. And last night, we'll just be there collecting money, looking for private cars. Where buses will park, that they will not arrest them. Let private car park there. They will arrest you and collect money from you. And talking about the police, I know police are doing their job, but most times they are overdoing it. Unnecessarily, they stop cars, they arrest you. You can never be clean and pass through that area, you will be stopped. Mm-hmm. Or your car is so clean. They'll be asking you, what do you do for a living? You know, maybe you are just rushing to somewhere, they'll be delaying you, which is not, is uncalled for.
Well, I would still say that some of them are doing their job. Most times, we just have to, you know, cooperate with them. I mean, if they're asking, there are specific reasons for them asking those things they ask, if you understand.
Let me just make this point then. Mm-hmm. This is not taking. It's not that I'm calling for all those kind of anxiety again. Mm-hmm. But we can see that we are working towards it again. Because what people were talking about the anxiety has started coming up again. For example, now, you cannot even pass through a jot as well without being harassed as well.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling. All right. I know that, you know, we want to vent. We want to, you know, talk about the happenings in our area. And sometimes most of these happenings are usually depressing, right? We talk about it and we're just angry about it. And we just want to vent and pour out our hearts. And most times, you know, it just dampens the mood. But we want to get excited for life, right? We want to be happy that we're alive to see another day. I mean, I said earlier, it's the last day in August. Have you thought about that? It's the last day in August. We want to be happy and be excited for life, right? When it comes to that particular area, I remember, like I said earlier, was reading news that there will be more of that happening. The stop and search. And this is to curb the excessive happenings, mishaps around that area, corruption and crimes and what have you happening around that area. So yeah, that's basically why that is in motion at the moment. But you know, let's scream what's up, Lagos, and be excited about today, right? Hello? 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Tenu.
Your name is?
Tenu.
Tenu.
No, Tenu, T-E-M-I.
T what?
T-E-M-I.
T-E-M-I, Temi.
Yeah.
Temi what? Is it Temi Loluwa? Temi Tokpe. Good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, actually, me, I'm angry for this construction company now to tell you. They are really giving us so time that we don't have cars.
Okay.
They're taking the pedestrian bridge down, and they have used the barricades to cover from Ikeja bus stop down to airport bus stop. We need to turn down there or we turn back to the east. And imagine turn down to Awolowo way back again. So it's very stressful. They're supposed to have a little space for us between the barricades. At least people should be using that little space. Too much.
Okay.
I went there yesterday, complained to one of the boss yesterday. He was just telling me that that's the only option they have. It's too much. Imagine trekking from Ikeja bus stop down to airport bus stop and keep trekking back again.
I feel your pain, man. I feel your pain. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you so much. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, sorry. My name is Ogbonna.
Ogbonna, welcome.
Yeah, I'm calling from Atta.
Welcome.
Honestly speaking, I got offended when you say Nigerian police are working at Aja. I am offended by that word.
That they are working. I never said they're working.
Working anything.
I said
any job.
Okay.
You know what these people are doing? I'm a car dealer.
Okay.
You can't drive a car to go and show the customer in Aja.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even drive a clean car. You can't even be a young man dressed very well in Aja. You can't drive a car. You should enter a bus. The moment you dressed well in Aja, police will arrest you, touch your phone, touch your car. No young man, you can't even do any good business here in Aja. Why?
Wow.
So like, it's very, very bad. So the young guy should do what? We should just stay at home. Or if you have a car, you shouldn't drive a car. You should enter a bus when you have a car to drive. This is madness.
Okay.
It's a total madness and it's barbaric. It's no longer funny. That guy that said they don't be worse than that the first
one. Alright, thank you.
The harassment is getting too much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling. Oh my goodness. People around Aja are really angry this morning. What's going on? I'm hoping the officials are listening at this point in time because residents around the Aja area, they don't seem to be happy with what's going on. Hello?
Hey, Joy, this is Tosak.
It's Andrea. Andrea.
Oh, sorry.
Yells. Oh, I know.
This is Tosak.
What's your name?
Tosak.
Welcome.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Hello? How you doing? What's up, Lagos? Welcome.
Oh, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Where is my brother now?
He's fine. He's doing great. He'll join us tomorrow. Don't worry.
Okay. Totally, I'm tired of Nigeria.
Ah, my brother.
I'm tired of Nigeria.
What's the problem?
What is happening in Aja is not only Aja. Everywhere. Police will start you as if you carry cocaine. Particularly, they now see you driving car. Even Corona, they will treat you. I don't understand. Is everybody Yahoo in Nigeria? Please, there should be a kind of meeting. They should have Nigerian police. Is every average Nigeria a Yahoo now? Or they have legalized Yahoo to be a kind of business in Nigeria? Because I don't understand. There should be a kind of way to assess people.
All right, thank you very much. We need to go on a break quickly. When we come back, we'll switch gears, I think. Yeah, when we come back, we'll switch gears. All right, welcome back. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Check your time. It's 10:31 on the clock. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. I am Andrea Odwobi. Techie, I'm standing in on behalf of the Techers. If that makes sense. I'm standing in on behalf of Tekkers. So I am the other half of the Tekkers, as Collins isn't in the studio with me today. I miss him so dearly. But we have to be here and we have to do the job. At this point, I think I still want to hear a bit of how you're feeling this morning. What's going on around your area? It's still the feel of Lagos. It's still, we still have like a bit 30 more minutes or so they're about to go. But hey, tell us how you are doing. What's going on around your area? Are you happy about today or not? Feel free to talk to us. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, what's up, Lagos? Welcome.
I heard what people were saying before you, what is going on in Lagos. Now, you said things are doing their work. What?
Hello? All right, to call me back, please. 0700-993-993-993. Levinas is calling from Ikeja. It's the first time caller. Hey, welcome. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Okay. You deserve a round of applause. Oh my goodness. You still deserve the round of applause even after, you know, screaming and hanging up. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Welcome, welcome. How you doing?
I'm all right. I just want to comment on this Ajah issue.
Are you calling from Ajah? What's your name?
Yes, I'm inside Shogun Texas traffic. Okay. I drive Uber.
Okay.
The thing is, yeah, they are doing their job, but most of them, they are how to just to exhort people,
extort?
Young boys. There's a particular time I took two boys. I took some guys.
Okay.
At the end of the day, they stopped us. We were about climbing Ajah Bridge. They stopped us.
Mm-hmm.
After checking those guys' phone, they couldn't see anything. But at the long run, they had to collect like 200,000 naira from those guys.
Oh, wow.
Which, like, they didn't even take them to ATM or to transfer. They said they should go to POS to withdraw the money. And they...
Wait, are you saying this happened in your presence? Like you saw it happen?
It happens in my car.
Wait, did they do anything wrong?
I don't know what they saw on their phone.
I see.
Even if you see anything, I expect them to take them
to the police station.
Yes.
Wow.
They're not collecting 200,000 naira from these guys.
Wow.
It's crazy around that Ajah.
Okay. Thank you for sharing this with us. Thank you so much. And now I think I understand why the previous callers were really upset. Because it's looking like we're going back to what it used to be. But that's not our conversation right now anyway. Just tell us what's going on around your area. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. My name is Sulaimon. I'm calling from Surulere.
Sulaimon calling from Surulere. Don't leave me.
I've been trying to call this line.
For real? I understand. Wow. But, I mean, you made it. You made it. And we're happy that she's in.
Wow.
The energy,
wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about Ajah area.
Again? This same Ajah?
I used to walk around there. I'm an automobile engineer.
Okay.
I used to go to that area very...
Ay, 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 ay. Oh, my goodness. Lamon, if you can call back, I would really appreciate it so that you can tell us your own part of the story. What is going on in Ajah? It seems like... what is... going on in that area? Hello.
Hi.
What's
up, Lagos?
Cheers SLR.
Yeah, I'm a first time caller. This is Habib calling from Iju.
Welcome, Habib.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to Lagosians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my area is very calm.
Okay, what's your area?
Iju Adjuan.
Iju Adjuan.
Yes, okay. Except for the bad roads, no okay. good road in our Ahagris.
Almost.
And also on the issue of police, they are doing times three of what they did before in SARS.
Wow.
It's crazy everywhere now.
Wow.
I also do Uber sometimes occasionally.
Wow.
About 3 weeks ago, I picked a rider from Ikeja Passport Office.
Mm-hmm.
We're heading to Ayobo. On our way going, they stopped these guys around Agege. So as we are approaching police now, he said they stopped him when he was going in the morning. So they also stopped us again. They searched this guy. They couldn't find anything on this guy. The guy was holding a small phone.
Mm-hmm.
They now said the guy left a big phone in his house. So to cut a long story short, they took us to their station. They frustrated this guy. They end up collected. This guy ended up paying them 10,000 naira.
Hmm.
I felt bad.
Did they find anything in his phone?
They did not find anything on this guy.
Okay. Wow.
So I felt bad. I pitied this guy because the guy was lamenting that he was so broke. They were asking him, where is his ID card? You're asking a jobless fellow.
Wow.
What does he do for a living? Where is the job? There's no job anywhere.
Hmm.
So it's becoming crazy. I don't know. Maybe okay. the commissioner of police will do something about it.
Okay. Okay.
And I won't lie to you. You know, one thing about me, I used to make friends with police. They will tell you the truth, that they are giving return to their superiors.
Oh.
That is why all this crazy thing is going on within the police. They are giving return. I'm saying this.
All right. Thank you for your contribution. Thank you for sharing that with us.
You're welcome. All good right. morning.
Good morning. Up. Have yourself a great, great day ahead. Hello. All right. Please turn down the volume on your radio or move away from it, please.
Yeah.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? I really enjoy your show.
Cheselai. Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you so much.
Yeah, this is thank you, Moneyline.
What's your name?
He came on the line.
He came. Okay.
Yeah. I just want to reference to what and complain about the police with the last period. Yes, of course. I do a car hire, and the way they disturb these young guys is appalling.
Hmm.
I picked a ride, two riders from Aguilera. They're going to a shop right along out my road. They stop these guys, sat on their phones. There, but because we made a patrol, there are so many of them patrol on the road. They couldn't get anything from the guys. They said because the guys are looking so nice, and they go to the shop to enjoy themselves. They must say to them. So the guys, out of not just to waste their time, they one of them dropped the gun, entered the front seat, withdrew the policeman to the nearest police to the nearest bank ATM. Mm-hmm. The guy would do 10,000 naira and give to the guy. Right in the vehicle there, the policeman shared the money to you and put one part of the money to inside his pants and gave two for 4,000 naira to his colleagues. Hmm. I will tell you in the vehicle that he has never won a police uniform before. That because of the answers, he had to be part of all the SARS men to different divisions, and that's why he said we're wearing a police uniform. And that he's a very nice guy, and that this and it's just quite unnecessary because I just thought that it's only revealing some bad information about the operational operations. It's
okay.
quite unfair.
All right.
So the issue is that look,
yeah,
they need to look into this issue.
Okay.
It's troubling. It's troublesome.
Okay.
And the way they harass the young boys, jobless boys.
All right, thank you for sharing that one. Oh my goodness. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Dan. I'm calling from Lekki.
Dan from Lekki, what's going on?
Everywhere is cool.
Everywhere's cool and calm.
Yeah.
I hope you're feeling cool in cam as well.
I'm feeling good, Sha.
Why the Sha behind it? You get complaints.
This is the country now.
I understand, my brother. But you see, it has always been for many years. So
yes, I see.
We would just, you know,
yeah, I want to talk
try
about
our best to stay happy.
I want to talk about the issue that is happening in Naija.
Okay.
You see, in Naija, there are a lot of hoolums in Naija. There are a lot of bad boys in Naija. But the police is not doing anything to unraise what is going on in Naija. But instead, they're looking for young boys. They're looking for who is driving flashing car to collect money from them. They are not doing to enter Naija in Naija in the night. You know that those boys, all those are for the boys in the morning that collect money from on the road. Mm. In the night, there will be rumor about stealing people money, collecting people phones. Police are there. They are not doing anything. But what they do is that we'll be looking for young boys that collect moto to collect money, which is that is not how you're supposed to be. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here with you. I'm here with you.
So I want to talk about my experience with Linesman. You know, I'm driving in Lagos. Right now, I'm even driving. So,
okay.
In at same as at on top, what is the name of that bridge? Same as Akwankwan Bridge.
Okay.
There was a day my motor developed fault. So I parked at where those yellow boys used to park on top of the bridge. Mm-hmm. So I parked there. So a landsman man came to me and said that, why should I be back here? I said, oh, guy, can't you see my motor at fault? He said, none of his business that he has parked in the wrong way. I said, oh, guy, this place is not even a wrong way. There's this fucking place. No. I said, why are you even talking to me? Can't you, all the boats are parking there. He said, all those ones are public transport now. So your own is private. And I asked him, what is the difference between public transport and private cars? He said, I've committed to a friend that he's going to tow my car to their office. I said, okay, if that is the case, tow the car. If that is what you want. He was like, okay, I'm proving stubborn. Okay, then I will see what I do. Let me call towing van. I said, okay, if you tow this motor, you know that I will make sure that what you want, you see it. He said, okay. He tow my vehicle to their office. So when he got to the office, before he tow my vehicle, I already snapped a picture on a whole place. So he took me to the office at through let aside. So when we got there, they asked me what happened. So I parked at the runway. So I explained to the guy. The guy said that I will go and explain that in the court. I said, okay, no problem. I have my evidence. So during when we were talking, I'm showing him my evidence. Okay, since people want to take me to court, you also explain the court. What other boys, commercial vehicles that are parked on the bridge are doing the bridge? Why didn't you arrest them? The man was like, okay, so you want to judge us because the other boys are parked. I said, okay, I'm not saying that, but what I'm trying to say is that why did you have to arrest me and leave all that motor there? So that was then the man said, okay, okay, take your motor, go. We don't want problem. I was like, that is how Lagos is, because time all these lines, man, they are not working in interest of Lagosian, they are working in interest of their pocket.
Okay. I mean, you stood your ground and you were able to go.
Because I can't pay for what I know. I've not offended.
All right.
I'm kind of person that I do to my right. That's the kind of person I am.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing that. Christopher has been on the line for quite a while. Hello, Christopher, you there? Hello? All right, to call this back, 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Hey, Andrea, my sister, good morning.
Good morning.
What up, prop?
Well, he isn't with me at the moment, but he'll be with us again tomorrow.
No, no problem. He's well with you guys.
Amen. I mean, thank you.
Thank you. You remember when I shared the story about those police that took 70,000 from me? What that guy said, that the guy spent the 10,000, take 5,000 and put on that his Sunday.
Yes.
That's exactly what they did with me, because I separated the money. So the inspector give the other guy. No, the sergeant is the one, because the inspector is the one driving. The sergeant that took the 70,000, give one set of those money to the inspector. Put it in your pocket, put it in your pocket. They don't want the other guys to know how much they get from me. Andrea, my sister, I've been looking for that car. You know, I told you, I will anywhere I see that car, I will know. I think they listen to us. Mm. I never see them in that exit for now, but they will still come back.
Well, so what are you going to do? What are you going to do if they come back?
No, once I get the identity of that car, I will mention it on air.
Okay.
So they will get to pick those set of boys who are doing that. Okay. I know they just stayed away for some time. But I'm still looking for that car. Anywhere I see that car, I will know it.
Okay. All right. Thank you for sharing. I mean, a lot of people are really not happy about the doings of the police at the moment. And it's really heartbreaking. It's really, really heartbreaking because at this point we thought that some of these things should have been addressed. Some of these things should have been, you know, dealt with. But hey, I know that we have the good ones who were there amongst these officials who are doing their job just the way they are meant to do it. But it's just funny how there are some bad eggs and those ones that seem to also penetrate and soil the whole uniform, if you know what I mean. Hello,
good morning, Adra.
Hi, what's good morning, up, John. What's up, Lagos? How you doing?
I'm good. My name is Ohiba John Happiness.
Welcome, John.
Regarding to the question you are asking, what is happening in our area?
Yes.
I wasn't happy the last time that Mr. Collins caught up my call because that was exactly the question he asked when I called and tried to give back to what's happening in my area.
Okay.
And he caught up my call and be giving me an excuse. And sometimes, whenever we are giving reasons of what is happening in our area, at the end of the day, you guys will say, this is not what we are talking about. You guys are asking all the questions, what is going on in our area?
Mm-hmm.
So when we not tell you this is what is going on in our area, it is left for you guys to take it up to the right authority.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that is the essence.
Mm-hmm.
So now, my own complaint now is about the last month, the task force and the Lagos State government. I am Ihele driver. And due to what is happening in where I do drive to, that is what I'm complaining. Government have said to be apprehending drivers for one way. Where is the sign? And the places that where there are signs, they will intentionally remove the sign.
How do you know that it was intentionally done? Have you seen it happen before?
Where I was being apprehended,
mm-hmm.
I got there and make a video because I have a reason for me to tell that, to say to people I was the one. I went there and I made a video and I asked questions about that environment and they told me
okay. That
this is what they are doing.
Okay, sorry for cutting you. I just want to be clear. You said you went to that area and you asked from people, you found out from people, and then you got to realize they told you that these officials are the ones removing those signboards.
Yes, and secondly, when you get to Akunojo roundabout, after NSAT, there is a little signboard in which it is stated that by 3 p.m., cars should not climb the bridge to Little Dopemu. They removed that sign. I called a lastman and verified that why is the sign removed? The lastman was asking me a question. Who am I? I said, I forget who I am. Who is the person that removed that sign? I went ahead also and make a query and they told me that they were the one that removed that sign. And later on, because of what I do underground, and the sign will be returned back. So we know what we are saying.
Okay.
We should not be saying when I went away, because whenever they called me, I am ready to come to the radio station to make this allegation
okay. Known
to everybody.
Okay, you know what? We're going to have your contact. I will make further investigation. Let's see if your claims are true or not. Is that fine? Will that satisfy you?
The number of my contact, I've given it to Sandra.
Okay.
This is not the right phone number you should call. I'll give it to Sandra on the iPad.
Okay, don't worry. Right now, someone will get your contact, all right?
I'm waiting.
Thank you so much. He seemed to be very upset. I mean, I understand where he's coming from. It could be really frustrating when that you expect a certain system to work and it's not working as much as you want it to. So I understand where he's coming from. And let me go back to, you know, what he said about Collins cutting the call and saying that that's not what we're talking about. So I have to clarify. Sometimes we have an ongoing conversation, and in order for us not to digress or move from one conversation to another, that's what happens. We tell you that that's not what we're talking about. And also, most times when we when people call on the show, they're not exactly discreet with the kind of words they use. So, you know, that could possibly be part of the things. All right. Jude is on the line. Let's see if we can squeeze Jude's call. Hello. Hello. All right. Hello.
Hello. What's up, Laser?
Just alive.
I get it today. Wow.
Congratulations. You need a round of applause.
Yeah, I called Conversation to Survive today.
Okay.
58 times.
Hey, are you serious?
58
Did you count it? It says 58.
My phone will write the number of times.
Wow.
I made it now. Yes. Okay. So I have a couple of things I want to say about my area.
Okay.
So, a lot of people have said a lot about Ajah. And one thing I saw this morning from my window, I saw a lot of bike people. A lot. I can't count them.
From your window?
Rushing towards African Bridge. I don't know where they were going. I don't know what they are trying to do.
Okay.
And then, like 2 minutes later, I saw a couple of police vehicles run behind them. So what happened? What did they do? I don't have an idea. I tried when I came down. I tried to ask a couple of people what happened, and I said they don't know as well. But I had a very bad experience with the police, and not only does it give me make me not to trust the police,
okay,
it also makes me to think that the police are part of the bad guys. So in front of the
okay, you know what, I really do want to hear your story, but we need to go on a break quickly.
I can hold on if
all right. I really would hope that you hold on.
I will come back.
All right. Stay with me. We need to go on a break right now. We'll be right back. When we come after the news, I will move straight to Family Talk. Stay with us. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. 10:58 on the clock. It's still What's Up Lagos, and we still have a dear friend on the line. You waited.
Yes, I did.
All right,
yes,
so let's go ahead with your talk before we head straight to the news. I hope you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So in front of the big that Domino's in Ajah,
okay,
vehicle around 8 p.m. our vehicle was burgled. They broke the glass, and then they carried two bags containing laptops and phones. So we rushed quickly to the police in police station in Ajue.
Okay.
First thing is they say it's 8 p.m.
Okay.
That we need to pay to write report, to write a police report for that something happened. That they need to buy pen, they need to buy pen, they need to buy paper. So they charge us 5,000 for that.
Wow.
And the following day, we started receiving calls from one of the phones that was stolen in the car. So we took the number to them and said that, oh, we see somebody calling this number from another person. So what we need you to help us. And they said that they cannot investigate, that they have somebody that used to do that. So they gave us somebody's number, that the police cannot do that kind of investigation, that they don't have the resources to do that. And then the person called us, and then they called the person in our presence, and the person said he collects 100,000 naira. Eventually, they bargained it and put it down to 80,000. We paid the person 50,000 in advance, and then we started following up to today, both the 50,000, getting the number of who.
Wow, we need to go right now. So sorry about that one. All right, welcome back. Check your time. It's 4 minutes going past 11. That's right. And Family Talk is live. You know, from this hour, we start a Family Talk conversation. And today is what we started yesterday. I mean, a continuation of what we started yesterday. And we're talking child adoption. And Kuli shared a story about this young, beautiful couple who have been married for seven to eight years with no children. And they are seeking to adopt. But the family of the man are refusing to have that happen. Now, from the whole story, this woman was fine and okay, doing great, but she had fibroid, and her husband saw it as, no, I don't want any, I don't want anything that could hinder you from having our children or having a child. The doctors gave them the option of removing it or letting it grow and just leaving it there, what have you. And the husband said they need to take it off. And, you know, taking it off led to the woman losing her womb, where that she's not able to have children. And, you know, the both of them have gone through the phases. They've cried, they've mourned, they've been through all of it, even went to seek counseling. So they have agreed, okay, we now have to adopt. It's an option that we should be open to. But the husband's family had it as a big issue that, you know, over their dead body would their son, who is doing okay, who is fit and fine, adopt another child. I mean, but that's just one story. There are many other people in this part of the world or even around the world who see child adoption as a taboo. They see you seeking to adopt another child as your own, something that you shouldn't even think about. Yeah, some people call it unthinkable. How would you think that you want to adopt a child? Do you know the child's medical history? Do you know the child's spiritual history? I mean, Uncle Jimmy just talked about him, Mary and the likes. But yeah, people believe in this stuff. And so because of that, they say, no, I cannot adopt a child. But today we want to talk about it on Family Talk. What's your take on child adoption? Is it something you're open to or not? Is it something that you refuse to? And if you refuse to do it, I mean, it's okay. Your decision, your opinion, your sentiments, they will be respected. But just let us know why you would say no to adoption. Why is it that you would say, I don't want to adopt a child? I'd rather have a child of my own than to adopt. This is quite a sensitive conversation, I know. Well, let's talk about it. Have you found yourself in a position where you have been seeking for the fruit of the womb? You have been seeking for a child, but you have not really thought about child adoption. Or even if you have thought about it, did you cringe when you thought about it? Or was your heart open to it? This is a conversation we need to have on Family Talk today, because a lot of families are going through this exact experience. And the very funny thing is, or the very heartbreaking thing is, some people are open to it. It's either the wife is open to it, but the husband is not open to it. Or the husband is open to it, but the wife is not open to it. And this somewhat has caused some kind of rift or misunderstanding or a long-term issue in homes today. But let's know what you think. Child adoption. Also today, if you have gone through the process of adopting a child as well, do you want to share with us how the process was for you? Was it an easy thing? Was it, you know, swift? Or did you go through some challenges? Was it easy or was it tough? Just share with us today. We're talking child adoption on Family Talk. 0700-993-993-993. That's the phone line that you can reach us. We also mentioned yesterday that there are other reasons as to people choose to adopt a child. It could be infertility, it could be medical conditions, it could be gender preference. I have been trying, and all the children I have been bearing are male. All my children are boys. I want a girl child. I've tried, a girl child is not coming, and so I want to adopt a girl child. Or some people, it could be all girls.
But I think it's rare for people who say to adopt a boy child, because at the end of the day, they'll say, it's not exactly my blood. It's still another person's child. I want somebody who is a man that's my blood. You know how we are in Africa. That's my blood. That's going to inherit my property. There's going to be the heir. Heir apparent to the throne. I don't know what throne. Well, anyway, let's talk about it today. It could be out of love as well. Some people adopt out of love, out of compassion, out of just, you know, I'm in love with this, you know, with children. I love children. I just want to have them around me as much as possible. It could be out of love. It could be out of just a companion, someone who having a child just wants them around you to keep you company. But for me, that part of having to adopt out of love, I think if I'm ever going to do that, that's where it'll come from. Because trust me, there are lots and lots of children who are waiting to be in a home setting where there's a mother and a father. There are lots and lots of children like that. There are lots of children who live in birth to their parents, and their parents are not even able to cater to their needs. And so they need someone who can give them a brighter future. Anyway, we'll go into the types of adoption soon. But let's hear from you first. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Yeah, what's your name?
Adegoke from Lekki.
Adegoke, welcome.
Yeah. Well, for adoption, I personally can.
You can?
I can.
Okay. CN. Okay, okay.
I can. Yeah. And, well, I have to take my time to do that, you know, and then with my wife, we'll look at the kind of baby we want.
Okay.
You know? And then we also need to pray about it as a Christian who are led by the Spirit of God. Pray about it.
Why do you have to pray about it, though? You're believing that so some children might have the spiritual condition?
Of course. Definitely. So in order to avoid any spiritual implication.
Your stories that touch.
Yes, I have to pray about it. Then, you know, look at the preference and go for it. And discovered from one of my pastors in my church.
Okay.
He, for 16 years, been looking for a child. Huh. No child.
16 good you know? Years.
16, yeah. So, and after that, he got to a point, I think about 3-4 years ago, he decided to go on a long dry fast.
Huh.
And he went for like almost, I think about 30 days dry. And he was getting lean, and people were like, what's happening to Pastor, and all that. So he got to a point, our senior pastor called him and said, guy, come on, he brought food. I said, oh, yeah, eat this food. Now, break this fast. Said, go and adopt a child. Simple. And would you believe that when they adopted this child, a girl, the next year, the wife gave birth.
Really?
The wife became pregnant and gave birth. I tell you.
Wow.
And they took care of this girl, adopted child, as if it's their own, you get.
Wow.
You won't know the difference. So now they have their own child, you get. So sometimes those kind of adopted children, if it's the right one, can open doors.
Okay. You believe that they come with luck?
Yes, some, of course. Like I said, if you pray very well and take the right step.
Okay.
You know, and there are some times that God is just watching you and wanting you to see how you could take care of somebody else.
Okay.
Yes, and then once you do that.
So you're saying you're open to it?
Yeah, of course.
All right, thank you so much, Adegoke, for sharing with us. Wow. I mean, the part that struck me was the pastor who went on 30 days dry fasting. For 30 good days. Are you Jesus Christ? That went 40 days, have 40 nights. I don't get it. But hey, I mean, I respect your faith and respect how much, you know, you put in demonstrating your faith. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Turn down the volume on your radio, please.
What's up, Jesus?
Okay, Chester Live. Chester Live, welcome.
Good morning, Techers.
Good morning.
Yeah, I have an experience that I want to share. As in my personal experience based on having a child.
Okay, go ahead.
Right now, I'm married for like 7 years now.
Okay.
And I've never had a child.
Wow.
We've gone for medical test.
Okay.
Actually, the fault is from me. Even this thing I'm saying, I've been calling to share, to even seek for advice, but really? My call was not going through.
Oh, you just sent us an email.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know you guys mail.
Ah,
that's why.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead. Share your story.
Okay. Okay. Good. Now I've married for 7 years.
Okay.
We've gone for several tests. I'm an Uber driver, so I don't have much, like, as in cash.
Okay.
And yes, each test that doctor asked me to go and do, it costs a lot. So to cut the story short, we've done tests, and the last one, the doctor said, my sperm cannot produce a child, that I cannot impregnate a woman.
Okay.
Actually, the thing is just within me. I've never shared with my wife.
Wow.
I've known this for like 2 years now.
Wow.
And I don't know what to do.
Wow.
I have different thoughts on my mind, different thoughts on my mind. Hmm. Sometimes I was like, okay, I have a friend that is nurse that I meet with her, that, okay, what can I do? Hmm. Can I look for a man to just...
But produce
it? Once I just sit down, then think over it again, I was so depressed about it, honestly speaking. And I've been trying even to call to seek for advice.
Okay.
What can I do?
You know what? Maybe you should send an email, right, to Family Talk with the Techers. Family Talk with the Techers. Then include your phone number in the mail, and then we'll reach out to you.
All right.
But are you open to child adoption? If it comes up, are you open to adopting a child?
No problem. Yeah, sure.
All right, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing your experience as well. And I make due to send that email. I mean, there are lots of families who are experiencing this same thing. But I mean, I must commend his boldness to talk about this on the air. And it shows that he really needs solution. He really needs something that can help him out. But we're talking child adoption today. Is it a yes for you or a no? And what are your sentiments? Has that thought crossed your mind before? If you're a married couple right now, seeking out for children, and it hasn't been coming, if the question or the option of having to adopt a child comes to play, would you say a yippee yes to it? Or you would say nay no to it? Would you quickly wash your hands of it? And if you quickly wash your hands of it, why would you say, I mean, what are your reasons for it? And then if you're open to it, what are your reasons as well? Do share with us today on Family Talk with the Techers. Hello.
Hello, Adoni.
Hi. Good morning. What's
good morning.
Up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive.
All right, this is the first time I'm calling the radio.
Welcome.
My name is Peter, I'm calling you from Ajah.
Your name is what?
Peter, calling you from Ajah.
Tic Tac.
Yeah, Peter, calling me Peter.
Okay, Peter. Welcome.
All right, Okay, my issue is a bit tricky.
Okay.
I had a child before I got married.
Okay.
I got married to a lady who has two children.
Mm-hmm.
But after our marriage, we could not have a child.
Together, as a couple?
As a couple. Wow. She's complaining and she wants adoption. And I don't want it.
Wow. Why don't you want it, though?
You get me.
Sorry?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Oh, my goodness. I can hear you, Peter.
So what I'm saying is, I had a child before I got married to her. She had two.
Yes.
Now, she is saying that we should have a child. And we cannot have a child. Which reasons, I don't know anyway. Because we don't have...
Have you gone to the doctor?
We don't have that much to go for consultation. I'm only sincere.
Wow.
Right? Yes.
Okay.
So she is complaining that she wants. So you can imagine... You don't have money to consult a doctor to really know what your problem is, and then you want a child by all costs, all means. All costs, you know. So
but you were saying now that she's open to adoption, right?
Yes.
But you are saying you're not.
She's listening to the program. That is.
Oh, you don't want to share. You have casted yourself. You were just said that you're anonymous, and you know.
I should have.
You can send a text message. You can send a WhatsApp message. All right.
Thank you, Peter, for sharing. I'll do that.
All right.
Thank you.
Wow, his wife is listening. Hello, anonymous is on the line. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Just alive. Just alive. Welcome.
I have a similar issue like that. Okay. I've married with kids, but I just feel like having just an external body enough. So we went to a show. I stay in Ikorodu.
Okay.
Many people never knew I was not the owner of that. That's why I said I should tell them. So, presently, he's in basic 5.
Okay.
My daughter is in basic 4. My other one is basic 2.
Okay.
So, we live together happily. I believe my wife suggested it and accepted it. The only thing I said to my family was that he has gotten that seat before. Let him marry. And they take it. Okay. So for me, I support the adoption. I really see nothing bad in it. Mm-hmm. Just pray God to just give us the right one.
All right. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing that with us. I really appreciate. All right, 0700-993-993-993. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that on 0809-597-5805. Hello.
Hello, Andrew.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? So I tell you, I not get bread.
To shout. Welcome, Adamifi. He's fine, he's doing. Yes, so he's doing daddy duties today.
Better. Let me go cook before I reach
out. Welcome, ma'am.
Welcome, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I support the adoption, 101% for those who are looking for children. Children are light in the house. It doesn't matter whether they came from your body, or you went to the orphanage or motherless baby zone to pick one or two and make them your own children.
Yes.
And let them become what you wish your biological children to become. It's sweet. We are aging. Time is going. Adult. So that when you are like 60-something, 70-something, you have somebody to say, please go and give me this, give me that. People will take care of you. You will see some women on the road. At very elderly people, maybe you check properly, you find out that maybe they are childless. They will go keep begging. How long are they going to do that and take the nonsense disgrace? So may I support adoption for those looking for, go and adopt first, then God can help you. And that man that said that he doesn't know how to tell the wife, tell your wife. I don't hide anything. When my husband was alive, we don't hide anything for each other. I know everything about him and his family. So nobody can come here and come and be telling me story. I would say when this man was alive, he told me this, he told me that.
That's right.
Be open to your wife. And let your wife be open to you.
All right. Thank you, Madam Ify. Thank you so much. All right. Yeah, I mean, she's open to it, and she's also encouraging couples who are in search of having children. This is an option. And I think that I really don't know. I can't speak for everybody. But I was in a conversation with someone sharing about this particular topic about child adoption. And to them also, they have not had a child. I think it's 6 years. They've been trying, looking for children. And the option of adoption actually came up. But they both are not open to it. Specifically, the man is not open to it. They said they've gone to the doctor, they're okay, they're fine. They just want to keep trying. And they keep trying and they're hoping that one day their own child would come. But my question was, why?
why exactly are you not open to adopting? And the response was, I don't know if I would love another person's child the way I would love my own child. And I went mute for a very long time, just staring at the both of them like, wow, really? You're not sure you would love the child that you adopted like your own because you adopted the child. And it's just one story. Trust me, it's just this particular couple. I'm sure there are a lot of people who think that way as well. That could be the reason they're not open to adopting a child in their home. Anyway, let's hear from you. 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Wow. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Samuel.
Hi, Samuel. What's up? How you doing?
What's up, ladies? I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Talk to us.
I'm good. I'm very well. Okay, so please, I want to quickly address the man that said he hasn't told his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Let me quickly share my own story.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, when I went for a test, now, the test revealed that 80% of my sperm is inactive. 15% is slightly active. Wow. And 5% is active.
Wow.
And what did I do with my wife? I shared it with my wife. I told my wife. We went into prayers. And then I remember, I don't know how that thought came into my mind. I said, look, honey, if you want to get pregnant, it doesn't cost God. God doesn't need a sperm to form a child.
Hmm.
He doesn't need it, actually. And do you know that month, with prayers and then the medicines that we used and then the drugs that we used, God answered our prayers.
Mm.
And now we have two. And I'm the one saying, she says she wants a girl. I'm the one saying no.
You know what? We need to go on a break quickly. Oh. All right, welcome back. 11:29 on the clock is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I am Andrea Odwobi Teke. I'm standing on behalf of the Techers. All right, we're talking child adoption. Is it something you're open to as a married couple or not? Is it an idea or concept that you are open to if the question or if the option comes in to play? Is it something that you're open to or not? And if not, can you tell us why? Do you want to share with us your sentiments, your reasons as to why you would say having to adopt a child to your home, it's a no for you? I shared a story of this young couple. Would I call them young? I mean, they've been married for 6 years. It's almost 7 years. And they have no children. And they are looking to have children. But it hasn't been working. And, you know, the option of adopting a child came. And they said they're not open to it. They will wait until the Lord for a child. And I asked the question, why? Why are you not open to it? And they said the reason is they're not sure that they have the capacity to love someone else who is not their child. They're not sure they can give the same kind of love to that person, to that child who is not biologically theirs. And like I said, that's just their opinion. I mean, that's just their own sentiment. There are a lot of people who actually think in that same manner, that could be a reason for them not being open to adopting a child. But what is yours? On WhatsApp, Felix from Ikorodu here says, what's up, Lagos? The tech is, please, I would not adopt a child due to barrenness because I married my wife to be with me for life. But if a child doesn't come, I would live my life that way. Adoption of a person that I have no biological connection, character or behavioral pattern, it's a no-no. Instead, I will be donating to the orphanage. Okay. All right, that's Felix, you see? All right, another person here says, this is Tobe from Moe says, hello. Some tests in the hospital are not really thorough. When couples go through medical tests, they always get positive results. And told are that they are just fine. Imagine someone I know being told he is okay, he's got no semen. He says, my fear is genetics, behavioral patterns or behavioral flaws. Okay, I think what you're trying to say, Tope, is the fact that you are not open to it because of some behavioral traits that might not be yours, and also the fear of genetics from that child's background, you know. Well, I understand you. I do. Hello? Hello?
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? We're doing great. Are you doing great, too?
I'm good.
Who am I talking to?
I will remind the guy that said, there's no honey and there's nothing about the moon. If you can remember.
Okay. Oh, yes.
I knew you that way.
Welcome. What's your name? You don't want to say your name?
That's my name.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
That's my name. That's Let me cool. tell you something. You read the text just now.
Yes.
Which really makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We are 15 in number. I'm the last born.
Okay.
Three wives. We have two adopted children.
Okay.
But they are pain. You hear me, like I talk about genetic and behavior?
Yes.
I mean, they are pain.
Okay.
With what I am, I'm the last one, I'm telling you, I'm in my late 30s. You understand me?
Yes.
But we did that for my mom, so there could be some people in the house, you understand? But a male and a female, the female is in SS2. The male is in SS3, but they are pain, my dear. I don't use the swear word.
Yeah, I understand you.
There are pain. The thing we never did as we're growing up in the house is what they want to do.
Wow.
You can understand. So when you read that text, that made me to even call.
Okay.
What's that message?
Okay. That talked about character flaws.
Yes. I'm telling you, there are pain.
So are you saying that that's the reason you're not open to child adoption?
There are some things you see, you say no. All of them could not be like this. All them could not like this. But sometimes, yeah, let me tell you what I notice.
Okay.
Sometimes the people in charge of them push the bad egg to your hand. I don't even understand me.
Okay.
When you go to adopt, the people in charge that release the children, oh, this is good for you, they push that one to your hand.
Ah.
It's not easy, my dear.
I don't know that that's true anyway. I don't have any...
With what I'm saying,
I don't have any.
I'm not saying for everybody. I'm not saying it's a fact.
Okay.
I said sometimes. That was sometimes.
Okay. All right.
Like the word you said is.
Okay.
It's not a probability or possibility.
Okay. All right. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate. 0700-993-993-993. We're talking child adoption. Are you open to it or not? Hello.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi. Welcome,
Okwe.
I'm great. Trying to be better.
You know what they say about genetic and all that. The fact is that can be with almost any child.
Mm-hmm.
And also, people can actually adopt newborn babies. I know a colleague of mine, she adopted twins who were a week old. You know, so she was able to mold them from when she was small. So even if you don't want, like, let me say, ready-made child,
grown up,
you can have them nurture them from very young.
Yeah.
And about 3 years after adopting those twins, she now gave birth to her own twins.
Oh.
And at that time, she was in her 40s.
Wow.
So I would just advise anyone who wants to adopt, just pray and God will lead you to your own child.
Okay.
You know, and another thing about adoption that I like, it stops you from waiting for a child. Doesn't mean you have given up on having your own children.
Yeah.
But it gives you the opportunity to start being a parent. Start taking care of someone. So the pressure, the emotional and psychological pressure is off you.
Yeah.
You can start parenting and you can still keep trying to have your own child.
Okay.
So that's just what I wanted to say.
All right. You didn't say your name.
Oh, my name is Okwe.
Okay, Okwe. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Andrea. Greetings to Collins.
He would hear. Wow, that made sense. That made sense. But how many would agree to that? Hello, Kenneth.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
What? Okay, go ahead, Kenneth.
Okay, number one, this is a church abortion of a thing. I don't think it's an African thing. Let's go deceive ourselves.
Ah, it's not an African thing.
It's not an African thing.
Okay.
Number one, the community must does not see, like now, okay, like now, we still have this mentality of a bastard child in Africa, which does not work in the foreign aspect. There's no bastard anywhere.
Okay.
Every child belongs to someone.
Okay.
Now, on the aspect of you bringing in a child into your home that is not yours, you adopt a child.
Yes.
And the community is aware that child is adopted. Number one, there's a stigma.
Stigma. Okay.
If you are found to be no more, your village people will not accept that child as yours. They will never accept that child as yours. And when the child grows up, they will maybe the child keep looking for his parents. Why? The parents, even Yoruba, Oshoma, one of the one. People, the same thing.
Yeah.
So also they are saying, even the people that do it, travel out and pretend they were pregnant in that time. All the communities are aware. They will keep insulting that child. The child is aware that I'm not his parents. They're not my parents.
Yeah.
So let's forget this thing that you're saying.
Okay.
That's my own thing.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Kenneth. He was laughing at himself. Okay, well, I think I understand where he's coming from, and he's not totally wrong. I think that the society also places some kind of stigma on you when you adopt a child, especially this kind from this part of the world, truthfully, where that, you know, it is known, especially when it's made public that the child was adopted. You see family members, you see neighbors who would almost want to rub it in the face of the child that child was adopted, you know? Almost want to, they could also rub it in the face of the parent as well. And that could also affect the child psychologically, even growing up. And it would trigger the child looking for his parents. And if these people are not my real mother and father, that could trigger them having that urge to look for their real parents eventually, you know? But wow, it's really a tough place. Badmus is calling from Ikpaja. Hi, Badmus. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Talk to us.
At first, I thought I was connected to you, but I never knew I was talking to you.
Are you serious?
I had to do my first spin.
Wow.
Anyways, about the story you raised, I just want to say something. It's good to be sensitive sometimes when we talk. If they say they don't know if they are capable of loving that child, that's a very strong word.
Yeah.
So that means that even if you have that child, they will love only that child, and every other children around the area can be damned. If you're not capable of loving another child, and then what gives you the impression
that if you have yours,
you can even. There are people, we've heard of stories of fathers beating
their
own
children. Yes.
So, please, if you have a way of getting back to them, tell them to just first and foremost withdraw that statement. Maybe heavens can smile at them for saying that word. No, seriously, I don't want to go too spiritual.
I understand you.
It made me hard to say that.
Trust
withdraw
me.
That statement first.
I get you.
Yes?
I
care
get
for
you.
Children first. Since the doctors have said you guys are all right, then care for children first. Because I believe if I'd rather adopt than training my sister's children or my brother's children, I would rather adopt. If I want to care for them, I will care for them.
Okay.
But I would rather adopt if I don't have a child or children of my own.
Yeah.
And start training people that also need to be among families. If I train my sister's child or my child, they will still let me have somebody that will answer my name too if you want to go African setting. But you understand the side, the sarcasm in between.
Yeah, I do.
But then have someone you are responsible for too.
Yeah.
And let them have somebody.
All right. Thank you, Badmus, for sharing. We have Joyce on the line calling from Badagry, and Joyce is a first time caller. Hi, Joyce, welcome.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yeah. This adoption thing, I really want to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, like the last caller just said, you know, in life, we deal like we love, we have to love.
Yeah.
So when you have love, any child, children are beautiful inheritors. You understand?
Yes.
When you have them, you look at them, even if your neighbor has a baby, and you go and you look at the baby, man, you are full with joy.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So for anybody saying that if I take somebody's baby, I will not be able to love that baby like my own child. If you don't have love, you can't give it to anybody. So whether the baby is yours or not, you have to love. If you cannot love your own baby, you can't love another baby out there.
Okay.
You know, so I don't see anything wrong in adoption.
Yeah.
Because in our later life, you know, we need to take care of children. There are lots of children out there that
needs to be catered. Yeah, exactly.
That needs to be taken care of. So we shouldn't live a selfish life or say, you know, you just give a deaf ear. Bring these children to your family. They could come with luck for you. Not even that. You want to take care of somebody. You want to take care of somebody. Do you understand?
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, there's so many people that are regretting today that they didn't even adopt. They didn't even start it in time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So if I, it's just that I'm not capable. If I'm capable, I will take one, two, three. Yes.
I'm all right. Thank you so much, Joyce.
I love your program.
Thank you.
When I listened to you and your husband, I just said, wow. Bless you and bless your children, your good work in Jesus.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Samuel is on the line. But yeah, I like what she said. It's actually profound. She talked about love. The truth is, if you don't look at it from the place of love, like genuine love, it will be difficult for you to open up your heart to saying you want to adopt a child. Trust me, because that's where it all starts from. Having, you know, a genuine love, not just for children, for mankind. Hello?
That's our playgirl.
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Andrea, you're supposed to like give us a laugh at the end of this my WhatsApp Lagos shout.
You did not shout the laugh. She shout first, then you see the laugh. Oh my god. Okay.
I find this topic very interesting, and I'd like to advise that maybe next time if this kind of sensitive topic comes up, you guys should focus on the positives. Why people should adopt children as opposed to why they shouldn't.
I mean, nobody's saying they shouldn't. I mean, it's an open conversation. We're not choosing sides. We're just asking people their opinion and their experiences. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So my take on it is I really don't know why, again, it's a cultural and societal thing here in this part of the world where we find ourselves.
Yes.
If you Google quickly and see how many homeless children you have in the world, you have over 28 million children that are homeless globally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then if you bring it down to Nigeria or Africa, it's probably worse because we don't even have data to support all of these things.
Yeah.
So it's just crazy about these children have to come out from me. It has to come out from me before I can love them.
Yeah.
And then we'll begin to define what love is.
Yes.
You know, ordinarily, people just throw the words the way that I love you, I love you, I love this, I love that, I love. And then when you now say, I cannot love a child that doesn't come from me, that's so deep. You know, so everybody should be, you know, when I see stories of people saying after 18 years of looking for a child, it can be very sad because that 18 years has been 18 years filled with sorrow. It's like you practically married somebody for 18 years and you guys are actively looking out for a child.
Mm-hmm.
That means there's no one day you enjoyed that much.
Yeah.
When you could have solved that problem from year one or year two, and 18 years, that child will have finished or getting ready to get into the university.
Mm-hmm.
You probably would have had your own child in between.
Yeah.
You probably added smile to not just that child, but the child has already affected lives of other people.
Yeah.
You know, but we are saying the child, the focus of the family, you know, there was a time I asked my parents one time, what's the essence of marriage? Is it just to have children?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Even those that they say they worship God,
my children are additional blessings.
Yeah.
The sense of marriage is companionship.
Yeah.
Children are additional blessings. Blessing. If you don't come, move on and enjoy your marriage and your relationship.
True.
There are so many causes of barrenness. Let me not even use the word barrenness. There are so many reasons
infertility.
Why people cannot have children.
Yes.
And they might not be your own. They might not be your own dealing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yesterday on the news, we saw somewhere where they are rebagging fake rice or expired rice. Some other time we've seen somebody using paracetamol to cook meat.
Mm-hmm.
We eat outside, we eat fruits, we eat all of these things. We don't know the composition and the effect something in us.
Yeah.
You know? So there are so many reasons, and science has, God has given people the wisdom and knowledge to be able to profile solutions to this problem.
Yeah.
But yes, you want to wait for 20 years so that you will give a testimony that I have a child. But you did not explain what you have been doing for the whole of that 20 years to get the child. But it's clear to say that, yes, I waited and God answered me. No offense to God or Christians. You know, but why hold on to, why suspend your happiness for 20 years when you could have solved that problem? And for the people holding on to genetics and all of those things, I think it's bull. Okay, let me not use that word. I think it's nonsense.
Okay, so everyone's opinion should be respected.
Okay, I'm
all
sorry.
All right, it should be. So thank you. Thank you, Samuel. You've made your point. And trust me, I'm sure that people have listened to what you're trying to say. I mean, it's a very, very sensitive conversation. Trust me. And I know that as we speak, there are a lot of couples who are actually listening. So whatever we say has a way of also, you know, peeling some wounds that they don't want to even have opened. But we somehow need to also talk about this particular subject matter because we found, just like he said, a lot of couples who have somewhat just decided to stay not having their own children, waiting, right, to have their own children. And they're not open to adopting a child. Right? They're not open to it. So today we want to just see that there are possibilities of you having a child via adoption. And there's absolutely nothing wrong in doing that. But you could have your sentiments. You could have your reasons if you're saying no to it. And it's okay. It's very okay. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Superior. I'm calling from Ojo.
Did you say Superior?
Yeah, that was my name.
Wow, I like your name more. You will always be superior in life, in Jesus' name. You said it. Okay, let's go ahead.
Concerning the topic of adoption.
Yes.
You see, you know, one of your colleagues just said, instead of training a brother or sister's children, either for him or to adopt. Are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you. Are you calling to tackle that? Or you're calling to tell us your...
No. You know, there's a proverb that said, no matter how sun beats clothes, you know, once you dry your clothes on sun, sun will not take that clothes. The owner of that clothes will pack that clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot, even though when you oppose your sister or brother's children, they will still return back to their biological father.
Yeah.
Concerning that woman that said you cannot love someone's child.
The couple there said they're not sure that they would, they're open to adoption because they're not sure that they will love. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I just want to bring this scenario.
Yes.
You see, this love of a thing, maybe, let me give you one story.
Mm-hmm.
This woman is looking for a child. So, children around, one day came to his house when she put on movie, the film. You know, children like film. Obviously, there is film.
Yeah.
So, they now came, packed themselves into the house, watching the film. So, when the woman saw that, he now drove them out. When he drove them out, there was one particular child standing. He now used the broom. It was when he drove there, he was sweeping the house. People should go to your compound. So he now used the boy, the girl was standing.
Mm-hmm.
He now used the broom to whip. Go to your father's house. This my house is not for children. That's how the child left. When he gets to church, the pastor told him, your child has came. He has come to visit you, but you drove him away. Assuming you show that love to that child,
maybe that period, with that second, is our own gift from God. But the love is not there. God came to test her. But God knows that since she don't have love for children, how come will God give him that chance? He has driven a blessing away.
Okay.
So let love be the key to every parent.
Okay.
See everybody's children like your children. Mm. Don't look at it. This is not my children. No. That was my take on that.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for that. We need to go on a break quickly. Stanley's on the line. I'm not sure I can take Stanley's call because I'm sure he wants to say his own story or something. But we quickly need to go on a break. When we come back, we'll be wrapping up this conversation. Stay with us. All right, welcome back. Check your time's 11:54, and that means a very short time we'll be stepping out of studio. Phone lines are still buzzing. But quickly, I need to take this message. It's coming from someone who chose to be anonymous. He says, first of all, I want to remain anonymous. In adoption, there is always a traumatic thought for all people before getting to it or into it. First, adopting a child lies on where you adopt them. It is good to adopt children from orphanages. He mentioned a particular orphanage home because before the child has finally adopted, they give that child the understanding that he will be another with another family for the rest of their life, and from there they take care they take the holidays to begin the bond. Adoption is good, so I understand what he's saying. And if you're also looking to adopt, it's a good thing that you adopt from an orphanage home that you are sure of, that they take good care of those children mentally, physically, even spiritually, right? They are sure of, because they're actually good orphanage homes, very good orphanages that you can walk into with your lawyer, and you start the process. But make sure that it's a good one, a good place where you're sure that these children, they have built them to a certain level, mentally, physically, and even spiritually, right? And you're just doing a continuation for the rest of, you know, doing the job, you know, till they're grown. But if you also want to adopt an infant, that's also good. That you're at that point, you're the one to model the child, instill the values in the child yourself, and do all of the rigorous work to making sure that child becomes a good individual in the long run. A time is far spent. This is a conversation that I think that should not end. We should still have. Probably also share with you the procedures. If you are open to it, how that you can go about it, share some more information, and even have a specialist, either a lawyer or someone from an orphanage home who can share with you how you can start the process if you're open to it. But our time is really fast spent. I don't know if I can take just one call before we wrap it up. Hello?
Hello, I'm Graham.
Hi, what's your name?
You have Soshebu on the line.
Okay, Soshebu, you have 1 minute.
I know you are bringing back the subject again. There's absolutely nothing wrong with adoption.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the Bible, Moses was adopted. And he made wise use of that situation. Mm-hmm. He was trained in the knowledge of the Egyptians, mm-hmm. and he was wise.
Mm.
And that helped him in his later life.
Mm.
He rose from being an adopted child to being a leader of a great nation.
Mm.
And many people benefited from him. So maybe another day when we talk about, I think this discussion is only channeled to those who wish to adopt.
Mm.
We must also discuss on the angle of those adopted.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you so much. On that note, we have to wrap it up. We'll be wrapping up this conversation. Thank you so much for keeping it locked with me from 10 to this very hour. I'm really hoping that we're able to touch a part of your conscience. For me, it's out of love. I am open to adopting after having my children. God willing, I'm open to having at least two children who I can adopt into my family. I'm doing it out of love, and I'm I mean, that's where it all starts from, right? I don't know why I'm already feeling some kind of emotion. But anyways, thank you, Lagos, Nigeria. It's been a fun time hanging out with you at this time. But we need to step aside. You usually be coming at 12 afterwards, the Sunny Side with Joyce. I am Andrea Adwobi. Tech Air. The Tech Air would be back full effect tomorrow. Full Techie Talk. Stay with me for the news.